Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
What is going on?
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What does 1-0 feel like, baby? The 49ers, not a pretty game. It's not even close to a pretty game. We'll talk about Jake Moody as we go through this. But somehow, some way, you go on the road, you match your entire 2024 season divisional record with a 1-0 win. It went pretty. It was terrible. The injuries, like there was one point where George Kittle was hurt. You had Fred Warner hurt. Trent Williams was hurt. Sam O was hurt. You had all these players hurt. Didn't matter. You know, Brock Purdy, two interceptions. Jake Moody, again, absolutely god awful. But you got out of Seattle with a win. And that is the big deal. And so, man, just want to say, like, man, really just, you walk out of, like, Seattle with all these fun fans. Appreciate you guys, man. You guys are awesome. But, like, you walk out of Seattle with a win, 1-0. Like, that is what comes to, like, that is everything. Because last year you go 1-5 in the division. You missed the playoffs. Not a great year. Obviously, the injuries were there. But they're here now as well. Man, just, I think that there is something to, look, you stick it out. You know what I mean? You don't lose the game. You try to lose the game. Jake Moody tries to lose the game. This will be his last game as a 49er, by the way. Jake Moody is absolutely horrible. Like, this is post-show. So if you have kids watching or listening, I'm just saying you might want to turn this off right now. Fuck Jake Moody. Like, that dude is my least favorite 49ers player in the history of 49ers. Appreciate you guys. Like Blaine Gabbert was number one for me. Like, Kyle Williams was two. Jake Moody is number one. He was awful. And people are like, oh, he got a kick block. That's not his fault. Yes, it is. If it's not a 50-plus yard field goal and it gets blocked up the middle, again, we'll go through the tape. We'll do all the tape, you know, on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon channel and all that stuff. But, like, if you get a kickoff or a kick field goal blocked up the middle, that's on the kicker. You have to get the height, especially with that quote-unquote new two-step formula that was going to change everything. Oh, Jake Moody's only bad when he's injured. Bullshit. Jake Moody sucks. That dude is the worst. This game should have been a blowout. You should have won by two-plus possessions. Game should have been over halfway through the fourth quarter, but Jake Moody kept him in there. And it's not even just, one, the missed field goal that was like 27-yarder. Two, the second field goal that was blocked. Had two kickoff for touchbacks. You're giving up so much unwanted warrant, like, you know, secret field goal, secret, like, hidden yardage is what we used to call it, like, as a coach. Like, that's a big deal. And for the people that are like, oh, well, the coach just told him to do that. Bullshit. You watch Kyle Shanahan's entire temperament when it had anything to do with Jake Moody. That is not coach. That is not what they wanted. That dude just is god-awful. He is terrible. 100%. One, he should have been cut a long time ago. You held a fake kicker whatever. And he lost the competition. He still cut the other guy. Every single kicker that has been with the 49ers since Jake Moody's been on the team has been better than him. And keep in mind, Jake Moody is still the highest drafted kicker in the entire NFL. Nobody has more draft pedigree than him. And he is still absolutely dead last. The worst kicker ever. He's at about 50% in field goals, counting last year to this year. Terrible. And I know somebody's going to be like, well, he made that one kick, so, like, give him a break, bro. No. Jake Moody sucks balls. He is the worst. I will never back off of this. He needs to be cut and go elsewhere. I really hope the kicker, like, the 49ers make it. That needs to happen this week. I don't care if it's a short week, on the road, traveling to New Orleans next week. Don't give a damn. Jake Moody has no business being on this 53-man roster. He was awful. Terrible. terrible, terrible, terrible. Now, there were a lot of positive plays. And so I want to talk about that. You know, Christian McCaffrey, good Lord. I told everybody, I told all of you, and I told you, like, if it doesn't go this way, come at me. Christian McCaffrey had 30 touches. Is that stupid? Yes. Did you win the game? Also, yes. Was Christian McCaffrey the best player on the field for the 49ers? Also, yes. But when all that calf whatever, and I kept putting out all that stuff, and everybody kept coming at me, and I kept saying, dude, Christian McCaffrey is going to get 15-plus touches. He had 14 touches at the half. He had 30 touches overall. And it worked because you won the game. Obviously, that's not sustainable. But you did get, you know, Brian Robinson had, you know, 8 to 10 touches, which is exactly what we wanted. But whenever you lose, you know, Juwan Jennings, thanks for holding out, not practicing. He gets hurt. You lose George Kittle. You lose. Literally, our wide receivers were Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Russell Gage, and Ricky Pearsall. And that's who I want to talk about next is Ricky freaking Pearsall. I hope you bet with us this week. I'm going to tell you about the ones we hit, the ones we lost. But however you bet, you know how you got to do it.
You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go.
All right, so we told you to bet Ricky Pearsall over on catches, hit, over on yards, big time hit. Ricky Pearsall with another 100-yard game. Should have had a touchdown at the end, but Brock Purdy, probably, let's be honest about Brock. There were some terrible decisions, but amazing decisions made all throughout this game. The interception, good Lord, threw into triple coverage, threw late, threw soft, lobbed it. Like, it was just so bad at such a pivotal point in the game. But then you look at, like, you know, Brock Purdy and what he was able to do on fourth downs, throwing the out route to Pearsall, throwing the out route, the touchdown to Kittle. Like, there were so many points where it's like, if I cut up a highlight tape of Brock Purdy this game, you would say this dude's like MVP caliber. But if I cut up like the low lights, you'd be like, Brock Purdy is not an NFL quarterback. And you would be right. But if you can get to the point where Brock can not make those terrible decisions as those two interceptions that he lobbed, both the missed touchdown pass to Pearsall, which, you know, he's got, yeah, shout out to Crocker, because I said this, I was on Twitter and I saw it. He's like, dude, if Brock Purdy doesn't have a noodle arm, that is a touchdown. But he lobs it. The out route's his best pass to throw. There's no doubt about it. But whenever you just always are lobbing, sometimes you got to put some fire and some mustard into that. But that's just not who Brock Purdy is. And you can talk about how much stronger his arm's gotten, you know, after the surgery, whatever else. I don't give a damn. That is a soft-ass arm. And that ball floats. When you see it live, like the ball arch. Every single time he throws it, you see guys like Sam Darnold, who played terrible. Like, literally the entire coaching plan for the Seattle Seahawks was don't let Sam Darnold lose the game for us. And they got close to winning it, but they weren't trying to win. The Seahawks were trying not to lose. But you watch Sam Darnold throw that ball, it's on a rope. You watch Brock Purdy, it's an arch every time. And that costs them. Sometimes you got to fire it in there. That's not really who it is. And on the first interception, Brock, you can't have a bad arm and throw off the back foot. Like, that's just a lob pass. It's going to get dunked on. And so that's exactly what took place. But Brock, the poise early in a very hostile environment. Good Lord. Like, I know there were reports that there were 53% ticket sales of 49ers fans, and we partied yesterday. Frank Gore was out there with us. We had a great time. Dude, this was 85 5%+ Seattle fans, loud as hell. If you've ever been to a game at Lumen and a game at Levi's, like, it was funny because where we were sitting, we had 4 49ers fans bought tickets together, and we had a couple of Niners fans behind us and in front of us, and we all looked around and were like, dude, this ain't Levi's. Levi's doesn't get like this. It's completely different. It literally shakes. It is so loud. Like, the home field advantage was huge. And I, not that I'm trying to, like, crap on Levi's, but I'm trying to make the point. They were at their loudest in the first and fourth quarter. When was Brock Purdy his best? The first quarter and late fourth quarter. Now, that touchdown to Tonjes, that was all Tonjes. Ball should not have been thrown. Very easily could have been 3-pick game. Game over. 40, and the whole headlines would have read, 49ers 0-1, Brock Purdy's terrible contract. Should they have done it? But Jake freaking Tonjes, Los Gatos, comes through, makes a hell of a play, and that's what it's about. Like, can you find players on your team that will step up and deliver? Jake Tonjes did that. George Kittle's out. Hey, who's the next man up? Now, we had an absolute blast partying with Frank Gore last night. By far, like, so many people came up to me and said, dude, I'm going to remember this night for the rest of my life. It was incredible. We had a great tailgate this morning. Next week, we're going to be in New Orleans. Y'all going to come out with us.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, guys, next week is my birthday. We're going to be in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Are you kidding me? At the Bourbon Street Drinkery. We've got an unreal tailgate, premium, all planned out with seafood, barbecue, king's cake, you name it. 2 blocks from the Superdome. You got to come out and party with us. Just go to the TickPick app, search 49ers Rush, come join us. But, man, we had a great time this weekend. It was incredible. Now, the one major positive, which I hate that I got this late to it, was the defense. Now, if you watched kind of our, you know, preview scouting episode, here's what I said. I said the 49ers would win 20-17. The 49ers would be up late in the fourth quarter. They would get a turnover late and stop the Seahawks and win the game. Now, we didn't win 20-17, actually less than that. So, you know, we hit on the under. We hit on Ricky Pearsall. We hit on all those things. Brock Purdy did throw too many passes, but that's okay. But, like, that's exactly what happened. You know, Sam Darnold's driving down the damn field to win the game. They have to score 4 points, can't kick a field goal. So they finally put the ball or the game in Sam Darnold's hands. What happens? Nick freaking Bosa, Robert freaking Saleh. If you're looking for the one takeaway of this game, the 49ers were dead last in the NFL in fourth quarter scoring last year. Dead last. Not anymore. Not anymore. When the going gets tough and the game comes down to the line, yeah, the defense still needs some work. Upton Stout, the rookie, they targeted that dude early, got a pass breakup late. Renardo Green had some problems, had some, you know, very positive things. But when it mattered most, the defense answered the call time and time and time again. No matter the turnovers of the offense, no matter the missed kicks of the special teams, any of those things. That wasn't what was important. The defense came out. Robert Saleh is back, baby. 49ers are 1-0. 49ers are 1-0. We're going to turn to the film. I fly home in the morning. We'll get some film up on the 49ersrush.com and our Patreon page. Every offensive snap, every defensive snap, even the special team snaps, which sucked, will all be broken down on coaching tape for you guys. And I cannot say thanks enough. Everybody that came out this weekend, man, we're going to go party now at the press box. If you're still in town, come join us. But 49ers are 1-0. We got a winning record. It's been a while since we've been able to say that. Hopefully that continues. We'll let you know about the Saints who lost to the Cardinals. We'll go through that tape as well. But, man, take this. It was bad. It wasn't pretty, but you got it done. Sorry, I can't see the super chats on here. I'm going to go back and check those. I'll add those to the show tomorrow whenever I land back in the Bay. But until next time, 49ers are 1-0. Got the win on the road. 1-0 in the division. Life is good. Until next time, stay strong, Facebook.